accession number 18580, Reel 7.
The Allen Reel 7.
Perhaps it's me. Perhaps I had a narrow mind as regards Germans. But to me, and after seeing what they did, the Germans were my enemy. And I didn't look on them as anything else. Even the Germans who were in the concentration camps, the criminals, to me, they were Germans. I could live with anybody in my lifetime. But the Germans were very, very arrogant. Not them all, maybe not them all. But the people I had dealings with were very arrogant. But then I caught them at a bad time. I caught them when they were on top. And maybe they're catching me when I'm on top. And I think that of them. But if I say that, and it's picked up as that, I don't mean it that way. I just mean it as the way I have lived, and the way they treated me, and the way I've seen them treat other people, which to me is wrong.
How do you feel now about having served in the Second World War?
It was a duty. It was a duty. I didn't want to go away. I didn't want to go and leave my wife and family. But the thing is, it was a duty. And you have to submerge a lot of your own feelings when it boils down to that. Because it wasn't only a duty for my wife, my daughter, it was a duty for my family. Despite the fact that my father was serving in the Second World War, I was serving, my brother was serving on a Dorsetshire, my brother next to him was serving on a T-24X. See, we were all serving members. And later on, my younger brother served in the RAF. All my uncles, they were serving men. So really, it was a case that it was your duty to go, and you obeyed that duty to go as a command to go. Can you understand what I mean?
Yes. Did what you saw at Auschwitz disturb you in later life?
Yes, for a while, yes.
Yeah, terrible.
Yes. Yes.
Terrible. In what way?
Well, I can close my eyes and I can see that snake coming down with all that Jews out of Austria. I can close my eyes now and just see that snake coming down, walking down to their death. That's no way of a human being that does that. There's no way for a human being to behave like that. It's all right saying, yes, there was only so many of them. But they must have had the will of the people. I was at a case when Hitler was giving a speech at the camp I was at. And when he came on the radio with a Sieg Heil, no less, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, he had them hypnotized. Well, any man, well, I think is that any man should be able to say why. But they didn't seem to have the brains to say why. It appeared as if they were mesmerized. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's just me. You never know.
So that sight of the Jews snaking into Auschwitz is your worst memory then?
Mm-hmm. One of them. Them going about with fusslappens in the dead of winter. Their feet bound up in old rags and one Jew getting battered to death with an iron bar.
Who did that?
One German Baumeister. I don't know who it was. I don't know him, but I know that he killed that German. He killed that Jew boy.
Was that in the factory?
In the factory.
And why did he do it?
I don't know. They had a nasty habit. When they spoke about the Jew, the spat. And that was Baumeisters, that was them all. And then they had another saying, which was slimmer vidi Rus. That was worse than the Russian. Slimmer vidi Rus. But when he spoke about Jews, they used to say Yudi, too. And even the young kids did that. It was apprentices. So it was indoctrinated. I say it was indoctrinated in them.